You know, at salvation, God has a plan for the rest of our lives and even for the end of our lives when we are glorified. Look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Let me make a comment before we read it. This is why here's the thing. It's, you know, sometimes people think, well, I got saved later on in life. And I made a lot of bad decisions prior to salvation. You know, I got in bad relationships, or I experimented with drugs, or, you know, I just did a lot of bad, stupid stuff prior to salvation. You know, did I miss God's perfect will? No, you didn't. Because here's the thing. Look what Romans 8:28 says. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, the Bible says. So the Bible's teaching us that even though you made bad decisions, you have, you know, you dated wrongly growing up, or maybe you had a child out of wedlock, or you experimented with drugs, or, you know, whatever it is that you came out of, you know, the Bible's telling us here that God can still work together. All those things work together for good to them that love God. So he can turn that into a blessing. You understand? And sometimes people get this misconstrued thought and say, well, you know, how can a person like that fulfill God's perfect will? You know, they can't be a pastor. Well, then you have a twisted view of God's perfect will, because you think it's being a pastor as God's perfect will. That's not true. That's the will for some people's lives, but it's not for others. No, I think that's God's perfect will, and, you know, people can forfeit. What about women? You know what I mean? That's never God's will for any woman, to be a pastor. You know, when we talk about God's perfect will, it's a destination that God has for you, you know, to earn rewards, to serve him, to live a life of joy and fulfillment, you know, a purpose for your life. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with being a pastor or being an evangelist or a deacon. It just has to do with you fulfilling his perfect will according to the will of God. Verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be saved. No, to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see, God's will for every Christian is that we become Christ-like, right? And more than that we would conform 100% to the image of his son. Now, let's just be honest. That's never going to happen this side of eternity. Because we have the flesh, the spirit lusteth against the flesh, the flesh lusteth against the spirit. These are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. We're still waiting for the redemption of our body, at which point we will be like him, the Bible says.